And now let's go. Let's go. We're down here in the studio, but we're going to go up to Larry Vader. He is in the Death Copter with Larry the Veteran. Larry, what's going on up there?
Rick Fratty, hi. Hi, it's me. I'm here. I'm here above, just right above the 101 with Larry
the Veteran. There's been a spin out.
There's been a few of them. There's been a few of them. Over near the Warner Brothers lot, heading up towards the surface of the sun.
Yes.
It's Larry the Veteran. It looks like the Applebee's is packed. It's packed. Oh. So there's going to be some traffic around the Appleberries for the complimentary smothered chicken entree.
Well, nothing says thank you for your service like a smothered chicken entree. And a glass of wine, which I see. It's a good thing Larry the Veteran is not drinking that, but I can
Larry the Veteran
why
is,
you would need to.
You Larry the Veteran that. Is flying the Death Copter, so.
Is he in the fly-through lane?
Oh, well, if not, we're going to make one. We're going to make one.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, well, Larry, good luck, and don't forget to tip your way. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Larry Vader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh,
what's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Man!
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 11th of November, 2024, and the, I'm bone weary, year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who has had quite a week, the one who's had his belly rubbed, the one who did not wear his stretchy pants to the coal mine, though others did, the one who was not a stumbling alcoholic, Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Speaking of stumbling alcoholics.
And joining me today, as always, it's the Poppy. Well, it's Pops. It's old Pops.
Pops. It's old Pops.
It's Rick Fatty,
Pops
everyone.
McClanahan.
Pops Fatty.
Well, my name is Larry the Veteran, and where's my complimentary snow cone? Ooh. You know, or ice cream cone.
I was about to say.
Baskin Robbins was given an ice cream cone or something.
Oh, well, you know, Larry the Veteran, probably not a fan of the snow cones. Though if it's free, big fan.
It doesn't matter. Speaking of that, when I went to the fair, you know, I went to the fair this past week with Granny and his brother and sister-in-law.
Thoughts and prayers.
And there were all, you know, all these tables, because we went to Senior Citizen Day. There were all these tables, and they had giveaways. You know what it is. It's just shit. It's Whoa. Just crap.
Oh,
so, there's a free pen. Oh, there's a free cup. Oh, look, they've got a peppermint.
Granny was signing up for all of it.
But I mean, you would have thought it was a bread line during the Great Depression.
Ooh.
They were all lined up, and they were not going to miss out on their free items. And, y'all, I looked at it, and I just went, I don't want any of that shit in my house.
Well,
so,
you know, if there's one thing we know, it's that we have too much of all of that in our the Vader family compound. And, tomorrow's trash day, and the trash is full because, you know what? You gotta
let it go.
You gotta just let her all go. You gotta Elsa and just let it go.
Let it go.
Now, Big Fatty, we're recording.
Yes.
Y'all, we're recording this a little bit late, but we're going to release it. We're going to, as soon as it bounces, we're just going to put it right out there.
Going to bounce it and send it into the Starlink and get it wherever it goes.
I think
those have crashed.
When you're worth $60 billion, or when you gain $60 billion in your
life. Speaking of things that crash, how's the Tessellator?
Oh, she's doing well. She's doing well.
Are the kitties still walking on it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Covered in cat prints. So, she's a little dirty because, y'all, it's been raining here. And
the rain came down.
It was a very busy week at the coal mine. So I did not have a chance to wash it because, y'all, if I worked 30 hours last week, I worked 75. And so on Sunday, when we normally record the little show.
Sunday.
Y'all, I couldn't. I could not.
I said, I'm available, and I sent that, about 3 o'clock or something like that?
Probably earlier than that, because I think I was asleep by 3.
Yeah. I said, I'm available whenever. I would have said Larry Valid, part of the North Kakalaki Valids, famous, known for, the most famous was N. Valid.
Right.
So.
Right. That's a distant relative.
Yes, distant relative.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I was, y'all, I had made the mistake on Friday. It was old coal miners week. And it went very well.
Despite stretchy pants.
Yeah. Despite drunk coworkers and stretchy pants, it went what I would consider very well. Y'all, the usual suspects were causing problems, and that's fine. Because, when people are just horrible, they embarrass themselves. They don't really
get, yes, they do.
They don't get their point across. And so, y'all, honestly, other than a couple of little things, y'all, it was fine. But the problem is I had bought some new shoe.
Uh-oh.
I did not
Miss Sugar Baker made the mistake, didn't she?
Sure did, and did not break the new shoe in appropriately. And y'all, you put 24,000 steps on them in the first day you wear them. Y'all, I had the sore feet. And so on the second day,
plus
y'all, I just—
all that weight and everything. Right.
Y'all, the second day, I figure, if they can wear their stretchy pants, I can wear my gym shoe, my tennis shoe. They are
just
going to
say
themed.
Your bedroom shoe.
Y'all, if I had some that were squishy and comfortable, would have worn them. But we got home Saturday afternoon, probably about 3 o'clock. 2:30,
I know this
3:00.
Feeling.
Yeah, yeah. And y'all, I sat down on the sofa and I said, I don't know who we're trying to fool here. There's no way I'm not about to fall asleep because, y'all, I'd had to get up at 5 a.m. for 3 days in a row.
Is that in the morning?
It is, and it is a time that exists. I've been seeing it a lot lately, and I don't, y'all, I don't appreciate it. So, y'all, on Sunday, I slept in, and my coworker, the new mother, mm-hmm. Texted her to make sure she was okay on Sunday because, y'all, we'd had an altercation with a drunk coworker. And she said, yes. She said, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I said, and were you exhausted? She's like, yes, my body hurt. And I said, yep, same thing. Woke up in the middle of the night, and I was laying there feeling like, oh, I'm too exhausted to lay here, So that's how that went. But, yeah, it was fine, but it was a long week. So needless to say, I just, we wanted to give you a proper little show. And we could not do that if I could barely keep my eyes open. So, I said, Big Friday, let's just do it tomorrow. And he said,
he's able to do it today is with a glass of wine.
Today was not a good day at the coal mine, but. We dealt with that as well. But, so, y'all, if you got a dog, bring it. If you got a dog, bring it. That's all I got to say. But yeah.
Do you have a dog in that fight?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Turns out. But y'all, sometime in the
middle. As in whole?
Yes. Sometime in the middle of all of the pure chaos, I got a little ding, ding. Y'all, it was a new e-letter to my personal e-lettering account. Y'all, and it's like they don't know me at all.
Mm.
Y'all, it was from the Horror Motel.
Ah!
It was like, oh, it's time to book your room for the Leather Weather 2025. So I immediately clicked unsubscribe. I forwarded that on over to Big Fatty and just what I believe I kept it pretty simple.
Never again.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that end? Isn't that trademarked?
I don't believe I probably was too tired to put the trademark symbol in, but it was implied.
Ah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. But
poor Vader.
Yeah. But oof. Y'all, speaking of, y'all, it's oof. Been hot here
yes.
in the Charleston. Yeah, it is yes. November 11th as we record this, and yes. currently
73 degrees here.
73 here as well, and y'all, it wasn't as, but now it was pouring down rain. I had to wear my galoshes this morning because y'all ooh. Was just monsooning.
Well, you know, you've got to have your rubbers ready.
It's true, but y'all, I treated myself. I'm
uh-oh.
Oh, y'all, I went to the Starbucks.
Ooh.
You ever do that and you feel like you're just, because y'all, it's a $5 cup of coffee.
No.
And I got a venti iced coffee. And I understand they have cold brew. Yeah, I don't like the cold brew. There's too much caffeine in it. And it's too variable because sometimes they make it stronger than other times. And I can't handle that much caffeine.
Mm.
But I got the venti iced coffee, which is just yesterday's coffee. They just put on some ice. But, y'all, I got two pumps of the gingerbread syrup in it.
Oh!
Because it's the time.
The gingerbread syrup. Okay.
It's true. It is time to now, go ahead
you
and...
Now, that comes in a plastic cup. That doesn't come in... Oh!
You got to tighten those up a little bit. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely need to tighten it up. Yeah. you don't... you didn't get the specialty... cup that is usually people lose their shit over that is they're offended by it.
No, so the ice drink still, to mine, I mean, it may have had some sort of holiday festive graphic on it, but I didn't really look because y'all, there were homeless people hovering all outside the door and I was distracted. So trying to, you know, avoid all of that. And yeah, okay. If there's one thing about driving the electric jalopy, it is that you attract attention. And it's oh, they're rich. They're just rich. Give me some money. And if you don't believe me, go out.
Plus, you're going to Starbucks for a $5 cup of coffee.
Right, right. If you don't believe me, go out with one of your friends that has an e-jalopy and see how that goes. If you run, you know, go out to some places. So, y'all, I was trying to avoid that and not run them over because, y'all, they were coming towards the car. And, you know, we had to.
Does yours beep when it backs up?
No, it kind of hums like the speakers on the outside. It kind of does this like when you're backing up, just kind of so people might hear it if they're around you. But no, it doesn't beep. It doesn't. Okay. I could probably make it beep. We could probably set that
up. You could probably make it fart too.
Mm.
I can just see. That. Oh, sorry.
Oh, did you need to vomit really quick?
I wasn't
sure. Oh, is that or you were trying to catch a fly with your tongue? I'm not sure what that
was. That
was it. Y'all, Big Fatty's got the big tongue. Amongst other things.
Honk.
Yep. And so, y'all, now let me tell you, Big Fatty, I believe we're going to see each other on Saturday.
We are indeed.
We're going to a hoot nanny.
It's going to be quite the hoot nanny.
The new skull is celebrating her 50th birthing day.
Yes.
And y'all, she is having a throwdown party. And, so she is, y'all, I have zero interest in going because like we're coworkers and we are friendly, but y'all, I'm not.
We'll go and make an appearance.
Right, right. And she's like, "Oh, you better Uber." And I was like, "No, no, that's not going to be necessary. I will drive. But thank you for calling. I will have a beer, a beverage, no beverage, whatever you got." And she's like, "Oh, I'll buy. Mm-hmm. What do you want?" And I was like, "Don't worry about it. I will drink whatever you got, or not. And I will not be offended." But y'all, did you? I'm a little perturbed. I'm not perturbed, but I guess I am not up on or hip on, you know, because basically I stop at Dear Abby is where my, knowledge of etiquette comes from.
I believe that's Abigail.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's that. Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all, and on the invitation, it was like, "Oh, no gifts, please. I'll accept cash. Cash is what I want." And so I don't know how I feel about this. And so, we're not going to bring cash, of course. We'll bring a little card and a little gift ad of some sorts. But y'all, I was a little perturbed by the, just give me cash if you're coming to my party. So, We were not so thrilled about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Big Fatty. What do you think? Is it
there are much more important things in the world, but so it is what it is.
Right, right. We were just a little We were like, "Oh, well, and y'all, we were, I even said, I was like, "Now, I'm not sure if I'm coming or not because, you know, at some point I've still got some vacation time left. I think I've got 7 days left, and y'all, the year is wrapping up quickly."
Yes, it is.
And I said, you know, I that is one of the weekends that I can use some of it. So I don't know. And y'all, you would have thought that I would have killed her puppy. And I was like, "Well, so y'all, we've baked a cake. We're gonna take because y'all she's the receptionist, so she works remotely on Mondays. And so we're gonna take her cake tomorrow. Today, the 11th is her birthing day. It's her actual birthing day. So." But of course, not in the coal mine because you know.
Well, birthing day and Larry the Veteran Day, a national holiday not observed by the coal mine,
and especially for her, y'all. She is a veteran. She's Lorena the Veteran.
Yes,
and it's her birthing day, so she just worked from home, whatever that means. But yeah. So that's how it. Yeah, that's what's been going on at the coal mine. Nothing all that exciting. Nothing so exciting. Now
you know, Big Fatty had a little bit of excitement this week.
Oh, did you? Did you fall off the turlet?
No.
Oh.
I paid off the villa.
Uh-huh. I thought that was last week.
Well, yeah. Since the last time we recorded.
No. Okay. Well, there you go. Y'all, Big Fatty's paid off. Big Fatty is debt free. Fatty. Yeah.
Debt free as the debts go.
Y'all, I was 98% debt free until I bought an automobile. I am not debt free. I could be. I had the cash, but y'all, I decided that the interest rate I got was lower than the interest I was making.
Mm-hmm.
And so it made more sense to just leave my money in the savings or in the money market and everything. And so to finance the automobile. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, having a car payment for the first time since 2009, which was the last time I had a car payment. Y'all, it is the first payment's not due for a few more weeks. December 4th. So I'm still not quite, because everyone's like, "Oh, are you going to go back to Vegas?" And I was like, "Well, I don't know, because I haven't had a car payment in 15 years. So you know, like, I got to figure out how the finances work. Because, y'all, if we can pull it off, we don't want to touch the savings. And we'll just make the car payment out of our monthly revenue that we're getting here. But but we'll see. We'll see. We've got to tighten up on the budget. Speaking of mess, y'all, the sale of telephonic devices just ringing.
Okay. Yes, I see that.
Let's see here. Let's see what custom message should we send? It didn't work. Let's see. Y'all, it's extra special Chris ringing us up.
Yeah,
and so
should put him on the speakerphone.
No.
Okay.
I said talking to Fatty, but y'all, it came out with talking to Carney.
Carney Wilson. Okay.
Well, and
how? Well, you know, and the fair's just been here, so you could have been talking to a Carney.
Right. Right. It's true. I mean, you know me. You know me. Ooh. Yeah. Now, Big Fatty, did you get out this morning and get all your nipper walking in? Because
I did. I mentioned this on my show for tomorrow that since it was raining, I did the first hour inside the villa as I watched the exterminates from Sunday night. And then when that was over, the skies had cleared and there was a nice breeze blowing. And so I got out and walked the big circle after that.
I didn't need lunch because we still had food left over from the weekend at the coal mine. And I had some Lean Cuisines. But, y'all, I just decided I just wanted something sweet. So I ran down to the – there's a marina near the coal mine. So, they've got a little ice cream stand there. So I went down there to get a little something sweet. Y'all, it was lovely when we went out. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you, there's an election happened since the last time we recorded.
Really?
Yeah. And we're not gonna talk politics. I hope every single one of you voted, number one, because
right.
That is your responsibility, unless you're a convicted citizen and you can't vote or whatever. But that is your civic duty. But y'all, the people, and you know, I'm not going to talk about any sort of doom and gloom or blah blah blah. None of that, because no, you got to take care of yourself. But y'all, don't take it out on other people. Y'all, people on the roads. Absolutely out of control. And people, y'all, I think there's so much despair out there. People are just, they are not in a good place. So y'all, just let it go. It's going to be okay. I promise you, it's going to be okay. So it will all work out whether you're happy or you're not.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
But it was, I was in the shower the other day and the morning after the election, and I was listening, y'all, I listened to the BFO while I'm taking a shower in the morning. Just, that's how I make sure Big Fatty's still with us. And then I was following that as a 10-minute news podcast. And so I was listening to that while I was getting ready. And y'all, all I was thinking about was the Archer, because y'all, now he would have been very angry at the election results. In fact, his vote may have made the difference. But y'all, I just kept thinking about how I haven't heard any of the Archer's predictions and whatnot during this election cycle. And y'all, it made me a little bit sad. Just thinking about him. Y'all, can you believe it's been like 3 months?
I know.
Terrible. Terrible. Ooh. Sorry.
Ooh.
Sorry. Y'all, the MGM wants me to come to Vegas. Anyway.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah. So they gave me the good rates at the New York.
Really?
Yeah. $30. So I would still rather stay at the Tuscany, but I mean, you know. Anyway, y'all, let's do this.
Yeah. Well, hello, porcupines, we've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everybody, it's that game. The game where I remind the Laughing Buddha that I never replied to his email, but I didn't. I also never got any sort of voicemail from him. So I'm sorry, Laughing Buddha. Oh. Could you send it again? Y'all, Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. And I have to guess if they're dead or alive because inevitably, y'all, they're so obscure, I'll never have heard that they died. And of course, then I have to tell you who they are because they're so obscure, you won't know who they are. So, Big Fatty, what do you got?
All right, Adam Rippon.
That Adam Rippon is alive. Y'all, that Adam Rippon, he's the gymnast. He was in the Olympicals. Yeah.
Yes. Adam Rippon is indeed alive, and he was in the Olympics, except he's a figure skater. A lot of the things they do on the skates is rather gymnastic-esque.
You could say that. Yeah.
Yes, George Patton.
Ooh. Y'all, dead as a doornail. Y'all, he was I believe he was Army. He might have been Marine Corps. He's a general. And y'all, there was some movie made about him back in the day.
I figured that was an appropriate one here for Veterans Day. George S. Patton is indeed dead. He was a World War II general. Known as Old Blood and Guts. Nowadays, we know somebody else named Old Blood and Guts, or at least Guts. So, all right, Stubby K.
Stubby K, y'all, dead as a doornail, but her legacy lives on. Y'all, Stubby K was the founder of Mary Kay Cosmetics. So, you may have seen her pink Cadillac around.
Yes, Stubby K is indeed dead. And he was an actor. Probably best known nowadays as the host of Shenanigans, which we hear the theme song for on the BFO. So, all right, have we got time for a couple more?
Sure, we can squeeze one more in, maybe two.
Okay, Jonathan Winters.
Oh, God, that's a name I haven't heard in forever. Y'all, actor, he's got to be dead because he'd be ancient if he weren't dead. What was he in? That's a good question. A lot of things. But he was married to that Shelley Winters.
Okay. Jonathan Winters is indeed dead. He was an American comedian. He was on the Jonathan Winters Show. Isn't that a coincidence? And he was on Mork and Mindy.
Okay.
Anyway, I had forgotten that thing. All right, Calista Flockhart.
Ooh, she's alive. I think her career is dead though. But yeah, she's an actress. You would know her as that Allie McBeal.
Is correct.
Yeah.
Would you like to guess how old Calista Flockhart is?
57.
60.
Wow. Wow.
Right.
Well, there you go.
And the last one is John Baptiste.
Oh, John Baptiste dead and rotted and long gone. Y'all, Baptiste was one of those founding fathers of the Nolans.
Yes, John Baptiste is alive.
Oh.
And he's a singer and pianist. And he was the musical director on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ah.
So.
Well, I thought you were talking about the other John Baptiste.
Ah. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, no, I wasn't.
Okay, that's a little trick question.
All right. I thought you had a trick question for me.
No. No, you're fat. That's not a trick question.
Well, that's true. Anyway, so heading into the crema season, you've had your gingerbread iced coffee, and
that's the end of my crema.
There's really only one thing left to do for crema, and I think we know who does it.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I was not aware that laying in bed and eating gingerbread with a food hook was a Kroma tradition.
See, this is where you've left out a very important piece of the puzzle. Oh. Whilst watching Father Knows Best Home for Christmas for the 54th time during the Kroma season.
Oh.